This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 442 for Monday, June 21st. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are mixed on Monday, with the new crop contracts coming well off of significant declines earlier today. After falling to the daily limit of $30 per ton earlier in the session, the old crop July contract is down $15 at $7.48.10 per ton. New crop November rises $6.20 at $700.20 per ton, and the January contract jumps $8.60 at $702.30. There's support from ample increases in the Chicago soy complex, along with gains in European rapeseed. Meanwhile, Malaysian palm oil is slightly lower. As temperatures begin to rise across the prairies, dry conditions continue to pose a major challenge to the region's crops. And with very little rain in the forecast this week, crops are becoming stressed. The Canadian dollar is higher, with the loonie at 80.90 US cents compared to Friday's close of 80.52. Various amounts of rain fell across the United States Corn Belt over the weekend. The larger amounts of rain tend to be in the more southern areas of the Corn Belt. Meanwhile, the northern plains are to remain extremely dry. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports export inspections of corn for the week ending June 17th are down 8% from the previous week at 1.48 million tons. Wheat inspections are up 9.8% at nearly 549,000 tons, and soybean inspections jumped 35.4% at more than 175,000 tons. The USDA says there are two private sales of soybeans today, with 336,000 tons going to China and 120,000 tons sold to unknown destinations. Delivery for both is to be during the upcoming marketing year. The department's weekly crop progress report is out later this afternoon. Trade expectations are for ratings to be down by at least a few points from the previous week. Also, for soybean planting to be nearly complete, and there's to be good progress in the winter wheat harvest. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Monday. The most heavily traded November contract is up 6 cents at $13.19 per bushel. August soy oil jumps 1.97 cents at 58.68 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is down $1.40 at $3.72.40 per hundredweight. Corn futures are lower on Monday, with the September contract down 6 cents at $5.71 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with the September contract losing 9.5 points at $3.60. Wheat futures are mixed on Monday. Chicago September is down a penny at $6.65. Kansas City September is down 6.5 cents at $6.09. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September is up 2 cents at $7.68.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, June 21st. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.